Story from CBS News, and it's amazing. Mexican narcos' fascination with exotic animals was on full display after a spider monkey dressed up as a drug gang mascot.
Wait, how do you dress up as a drug gang? Continue.
Well, you put him in his little diaper because you don't want him making a mess all over the place.
Right, of course.
But then you put him in a tiny little bulletproof vest.
No.
And a tiny little camouflage jacket.
No.
Yes.
And then what happened?
Well, he got killed in a shootout.
No.
It's a sad story.
No.
It's a sad story. He was a spider monkey. His name, El Changuito.
El Changuito, the little monkey.
The little monkey.
The little monkey.
El Changuito. Photos from the scene of a shootout with police. Now, also 11 drug gang members were killed in this. But there's pictures all over the place of this small monkey dressed in his tiny little camo jacket and his tiny little bulletproof vest. Although apparently it didn't work that day. And he was sprawled across the body of a dead gunman who was apparently his owner. At least that's what authorities believe.
The world's first cocaine-dealing monkey.
Yes! Oh, I guarantee he had cocaine in that diaper.
For sure, he was smuggling.
Yes!
I mean, he's a full-fledged member of the cartel here.
Little El Changuito.
It was El Changuito Sicario here.
Now, authorities in the state of Mexico confirmed the authenticity of the photos and said it was unclear whether the monkey, El Changuito, which was also wearing the diaper at the time of his death, died in the hail of bullets that killed his owner. Are they questioning if maybe El Changuito took his own life?
Rather than be captured by the police?
He didn't want to die by the hands of the policia? He took his own life?
As opposed to rotting away in a federale prison? I don't know. Is El Changuito really that? I mean, is he that deep into this, you know, the cartel stuff?
Apparently, this El Changuito is legendary. So much so that a funeral song was written about El Changuito.
They have a corrido for the...
Yes!
For the monkey.
Es una vida muy corta. El chango no le tocaba. Alguien le robó su historia. Porque él vino a triunfar.
Bring him back, man. Bring back El Changuito.
Little El Changuito.
How do you do that? You know what? We're doomed now. Like, this is another Harambe. Harambe, 7 years of misfortune for killing Harambe. Imagine what we're going to get for El Changuito.
I like to believe that El Changuito, when the bullets started flying, he leapt into his owner's arms and took the first barrage of bullets to save his owner's life. That's the type of hero I believe El Changuito was.
Well, you don't think he shot back?
I can be your hero, baby.
And I believe this played in the background. Slow motion El Changuito leaping from the ground into his owner's arms.
I can see them lowering him in his tiny little casquetito into the drowned.
I believe that's the type of hero El Changuito was.
Oh, man.
Now, here's what I also want. I want the next season of Narcos on Netflix to be based on the life of El Changuito. I want it to happen. I want it to cover his journey from the jungles of Mexico to becoming a member of a cartel. I want there to be a scene when El Changuito returns home proudly to show his family his tiny little bulletproof vest that he was given upon acceptance into the cartel.
I can see it now.
I want a scene where El Changuito is partying with a bunch of lady spider monkeys. He's just chilling in a beanbag chair with a cigar in his mouth, a couple of ladies on each arm.
I'm thinking a gold-plated Desert Eagle.
That's what
lap.
I want.
Yeah, for
That's
sure.
That's what I want.
You know, Better Call Saul, the Breaking Bad spinoff, is not over yet. There maybe was a chance for an El Changuito cameo appearance.
I'll take it.
I'll take it for sure.
I need a movie about this monkey's life.
Look, this monkey is more interesting than almost anybody I've ever met in my entire life.
Rest in peace, El Changuito.
Or Descanse en Paz, I believe.